Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with the blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's me, Dr. Pat, and Doc Martin, Dr. Sharon Martin. This is The Healing Hour, Stairway to Healing, Spirals of Change. I want to say to everybody, this is a healing show. Doc Martin, as you know, and you'll hear more about it today, is... Doc Martin has created an incredible way to pinpoint what it is that's happening with you and help you move it on, heal it, or change it. This is a live call-in reading show. This is it. Whether you're listening and you're not quite sure what's going on with me, but you're feeling the angst of the moment or the day or the year, if you are at a place where something is in your body physical, this is what you want to do. If you're watching us on social media and Facebook, Olivia will be there right there to take your questions and comments. And we're going to talk about what happens when we are a little bit out of alignment. What does the spiral represent? How does it manifest? What are the wake-up calls? And maybe you'll end up with a little trip around the lake, a little fall, or a black eye. Why? Stairway to Healing, Spirals of Change, Dr. Sharon Martin.
Thanks, Dr. Pat.
Literally got hit by a 2x4.
World. It's a crazy world. So I was thinking when I was getting ready for this show that these are about stairways for healing, but we can really, really put that fundamentally. This can be the same kind of pathway for the anger we might be feeling right now, the stress, the fear, the anxiety. All of those things can be processed through the spiral.
Tell people about the spiral, because I know we've talked a little bit about the development of your work. For those of you just tuning in, or if you're hearing about Dr. Sharon Martin for the first time, this is what I'd like you to know. Dr. Sharon Martin is someone that loves the creatures of the earth. It doesn't matter, two-legged, four-legged, furred, not furred. Her schooling began in the traditional ways, whether it's a graduate degree in physiology, a medical degree in internal medicine. Yes, that is the one of the doctors that she is. But she also grew up to understand that we get to be at choice points in our evolution. And so the pathway then goes in a direction of expansiveness and understanding the ancient, the alternatives, the energy medicine, the esoteric. And when we take a look at that and what Doc Martin has said yes to, we're looking at how do we expand our consciousness? How do we respect or deepen our respect for Earth? How do we dream bigger? How do we not just survive, but how do we thrive? And most importantly, how do we pinpoint, whether it's the soul's mission or awakening, how do we pinpoint that thing of today that both conventional medical doctor, shamanic healer can do to accelerate and activate healing immediately? Today's show is about that. If your heart is hurting, if your body is hurting, if your mind is unclear or fogged, 1-800-930-2819. Transformation Talk Radio, type your question in. Whatever that is, you will receive something today. in addition, you'll learn about what is the spiral and how important are blessings and rituals in today's COVID world and journey. So, Doc, let's talk about the evolution and the history of what you and I are referring to as the maximum medicine spiral.
So one of the things that came very clear to me as I sat with patients over the past 20 some years, that modern allopathic medicine is limited because it doesn't engage us fully. And yes, we are phenomenal at treating an infection. We're phenomenal at operating for appendicitis. We're phenomenal about a knee replacement. But there are so many illnesses that cannot be just fixed, such as in urgent care medicine, that are simmering and lingering and becoming chronic. And people do not feel whole or healed, and they don't feel the most and maximum they can be. So why is that? And I started for my own beliefs and my own need to find more heart in medicine. I started working with Dr. Alberto Villoldo and the Four Winds as a shamanic healer, and took several years, 4 years, to go through all the coursework and do the inner work. But what I learned is, just as I was able to move myself around in life, expand and grow and change, all of that action, that lack of stagnation, that forward flow can be applied to many processes in medicine. Because if we can engage the four corners of the earth, and we'll talk about that more later, if we can engage, for example, in Celtic and Chinese medicine, the elements, if we can really engage all the parts of us, the journey that we can take is more profound. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, because when I sat down to talk about the spiral, because I felt it, I felt us in the world today, we are moving on a path. It doesn't always feel like we're on the right track, but I do believe that the universe is smarter than we are. And there is, my personal philosophy is, there is a divine intelligence working that we may not see. There is an evolution of the galaxy, of the universe, of us. But these are spiral processes that I use in my work, energetic and shamanic work with clients, that anyone can use in their own assessment of a process of how they want to shift. And I want, so that's why the spiral came up, because it's a flow, it's a movement, it's an energy, it's a journey. And the indigenous saw this very clearly. They saw the journey of birth, life, getting older, death. They saw the journey in the plants, in the seasons, in the stars, in the shift of the skies, in the in the night sky, whether you were winter or summer. So the spiral is a very beautiful flow pattern that exists in nature, and that we can co-opt is too strong a word, but we can maximize our use and our processes by feeling that. So that's what I want to talk about today, is the spirals.
And one of the things I want to ask you about regard to this is, there is an energetic energy. There is an entrance into healing. And sometimes it starts at a point of pain. And that pain could be an emotional pain. That pain could be mental, or that pain could be physical. What are the different ways that we are getting messages and signs that would enable us to really look at the spiral, the powerful symbol, but also to look at what the indigenous people use that for, to pretty much go through the layers of healing that need to happen.
So let's just take the entry point idea for a minute. I'm kind of a hardhead. I am in my academic and intellectual brain most of the day. Go, 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 go. When there's stuff simmering underneath that I don't always pay attention to. And what happens with me, unfortunately, and I'm trying to shift this myself, is I get knocked down physically. So 6 years ago, I had a bad horse riding accident. I had too much zooming. I was not taking time to be quiet. Bad horse riding accident, boom, bed bound for 6 weeks. Zooming another time, boom. So there are things, as you said, a pain. So sometimes it gets to where you just can't take where you're at right now. And you can't take it, and it's so uncomfortable. And I believe those are shifts being promoted and pushed and bubbled up as our soul tries to get us back on track. Yeah. And it's bubbling up. And sometimes it's things get out of kilter for me. I'm learning how not to go on another accident in order to go, oh yeah, I was putting too much, I was rushing too much, I was crazy out of control mentally. So the entry to the spiral is usually an awareness. And that can be where it just hurts so much, you go ask for help.
Yeah.
Your finances are so out of shape. My sister's a economic whiz. Unbelievably able to save money and make things work magically with money. So finally, just go and ask her for help. I got out of debt several years ago because of that. Just you stop and you are aware of something. A 12-step process like AA. You finally say, okay, something's not right. But you said, Pat, that a pain, that pain can be emotional. It can be something that's not actually pain. It's just, you're just aware that it's not working. And sometimes it takes your body telling you that it's not working.
Yeah. I mean, I'm cleaning out my sacred sanctuary space. And it's really now when I look back, my energy for that, and I've learned this about sacred space, and so do you know this, and you teach others about this. When you are in that realm, it requires, how should I say it, a certain level of heart opening, a certain level of compassion, a certain level of respect for the spiritual nature of the universe. And I remember being in there and just going at it, and started to remove something that needed to go into trash. And that thing was levered on something, and I pulled it out and it snapped back and hit me right on the nose and the eye. Now, that is a little wake-up call. Have I gotten signs before that? Yes. Did I pay attention to them? No. And what we're talking about is not everything is about grief. Not everything is about repressed emotions. Sometimes the universe wants to get our attention to evolve, move forward, and help others. This is also part of the energetic nature of the spiral as well. It's about healing, but you know, part of the process you use is about action as well, isn't it?
Yes, and I think that's healing of a nuance of healing. Because you're shifting your energy in the world, and therefore you are healing what's around you.
Yeah.
So it's a bigger word. It's a bigger explanation of healing.
Yeah. I want to take a short break, Doc. When we come back, we're going to talk about process of change. What about a shift in a habit or a lifestyle? What can be viewed? How can you view it in the spiral? And what is it about change and the word change that when people hear it, they automatically, subconsciously, or otherwise blink out? But what if it wasn't really that thing you think about? What if it was an action of advancement, whether it be of your soul? For me, it was dropping my ballot in the ballot box up in Bothell. It was literally filling it out on the way to work yesterday, pulling into the box, pulling up there, and dropping that in. Why would that shift energy? That's not for me. That's for Doc Martin. We're going to take a short break. When we're back, more with Doc Martin.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we have two core energies, love and fear. We always have the power of now and the choice to align with our source energy, which is based on love, light, truth, gratitude, and peace. Or we can choose to align with our ego, external influences and opinions that arise during our day, based in fear. You know those terms, frustration, worry, anger, and judgment. Well, each day as we awaken, we have the opportunity for a new day, a new start, and to align and empower ourselves and to raise our energy in appreciation. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, appreciation, and of course, alignment. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self, Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Cempaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
Hey, everybody, it's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And this is a fabulous show today. As I mentioned before, this is the Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin, Bridging the Mystical and Scientific. We have opened up the phone lines now for live call-in readings, solutions, answers, and healings. 1-800-930-2819. Also, if you have questions, you can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. And more importantly, if you're following us on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio, Olivia's over there watching that as well. If you want to find out more about Dr. Sharon Martin, it's really easy. DrSharonMartin.com. And when you get there, you'll find out about Maximum Medicine. You'll find out about the healing work she does. You'll find out about the process she uses, the classes she's teaching, and you will hear lots more about that. Also, if you want to call her for your own session as we're getting ready to go into the holidays, I believe you can call her at 833-940-1882. Doc Martin, let's talk about this thing that I mentioned, the process of change, the shift, the movement, and how do we view this in terms of a spiral?
Okay. One thing I wanted to say, though, before we start, if anybody out there feels the way I have in the last several months, it's almost as if I've had this panic that things will never change and that it is not exactly how I want things to be. And I feel like, what if we're stuck? What if this is it? And when I deepened into particularly working on the details for this show, when I started to really feel the spiral, I knew that even if it feels like the outside world is stagnated, heading the wrong direction, too turmoil to even find your place in it, when I deepen into the spiral, I know that there's inner workings that are continuing to flow, and there is a divine intelligence. And for me, I believe I have a lot of unseen helpers in the world. So this work, and this is what I love about this work, that any place you want to find a change, a shift, tapping into the energetics, and particularly going deep the way the indigenous did, to be one with the rhythms of the earth, to be more in concert with nature, to allow yourself to open to hear the whispers of spirit, then things become broadened, expanded, and you find potential and possibility again. And sometimes that's hard to find when there's noise. There's a lot of noise. I'll just share. I was listening to Leonard Cohen, You Want It Darker, which is the album he put out just before he died. And it's a very spiritual connection in that, even though it is dark. But one of the things that he alluded to was needing that connection with spirit. And he was lamenting, I think, that he had lost his aerial, and that the sound, the noise, the static coming on was too great. But if we quiet down and if we drop inward, and that's what it's hard to do in today's high-tech sensory stimulation world, you can find a place to enter the spiral. So Pat, if it's okay with you, I'd like to kind of move into this. And
yeah,
for the listeners, when I show you these images, I want you to try now and go quiet, because when you feel these images, I believe you will start to feel the energetics of the spiral. So the indigenous world use the spiral often in their artistry and their symbology to show the journey, to show the ever-changing, the unfolding of birth and life and death. And we can find these carvings. And Olivia, would you put up the Triskelion, the triple spiral photo? These are carvings from Newgrange, Ireland. This is Celtic ancestry, and these go back to 3200 BC. And the Celtic version of this spiral symbology is used a triple, and there's many variations on this. And you probably will recognize that the labyrinth is also the same. The labyrinth is that same walking, deepening, changing, moving. Everything is moving. We are not stagnant, even if we're simply, as you want to see it, as simply as we're on the train towards, from life towards death. Way back 3200 BC, so 5,000 years, this symbol has been part of indigenous consciousness, and it's part of our consciousness. That spiral. And I want you to just feel a spiral, just feel as you're moving around and around and around. Those are the shifts that we are going through. And the recognition that as you're on this, you're on a journey. As you're on this, you are shifting. And that's what processes of health will do for you as well. And what we'll get to more of that. So again, back as far as Celtic, and the spiral was used in Greece. It was used by the Native Americans. It was used by the Chinese. I mean, it is inherent to our collective consciousness. In Peru, they excavated and actually found, I guess you guys know that when they find the Nazca lines carved in the rock, they actually found a huge spiral when they pulled away all the vegetation, a huge spiral. And they believe that it linked to the shifting of the skies, to the celestial, to astronomic. So again, when we begin a spiral journey, we have to remember that we're part of something bigger, and we've got to deepen and feel the rhythm of movement of the sky, of the planets, of the earth within our solar system, in our galaxy. And this is a call to going inward and a call to becoming closer to the divine, closer to hearing the voice of spirit. So I want you guys to feel that. And we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk about specific spirals that you can engage in order to activate some healing. And we'll come back in just a minute.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit laurahosford.com. That's laurahosford.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Great to have you tune us in and turn us on. I just want to make sure if you have a question, you want to reach out to Dr. Sharon Martin, just go ahead and go to our website, drsharonmartin.com. If you would like to work with her directly, certainly you can call her 833-940-1882. Today, we are taking a journey with her, and we're taking a journey on the power, the symbolism, and what it means to navigate using spirals. You know, part of this is looking at the energy of this, but also how do we integrate what we know about spirals of change? And that's what you're going to walk us through right now. Right, Doc?
Yep, let's do that. So one of the things, there is an energetic, but I really want to emphasize that spiral view and the way we assess a process has been around for a long time. Olivia, if you'll put up the New Grange stone picture. So this is a photo from the entranceway of New Grange in Ireland, which is a Celtic spiral. And these ways of feeling your journey in life have been around, this is back 5,000 years ago. So we are going to talk about processes that, first of all, we said you have to have a starting point. So what I'd like to apply to tackle a problem is to think about a journey. And then there are many ways that we've learned in shamanic work to assess it. And Olivia, if you'll just quickly show the spiral of change photo. This photo is sort of showing you, and we, in shamanic medicine, we most usually go clockwise in our journey. And traditionally, the journey is linked at the bottom with the south direction. And we'll come to directions more in a minute. With the south being, and maybe that's because we're North American, but I'm pretty sure most indigenous, at least Celtic and Native American south, is linked to the 6 o'clock point on the circle, going around to the west, to the north, to the east. One of the key elements for assessing how you are in a journey is going to be to apply some concepts and some understanding, and beginning to see your place as you're walking the circle in methods of change. And from the shamanic perspective, one of the key elements in walking was considered the medicine wheel. And Olivia, if you'll show the bighorn picture, this is a stone spirals, spokes of a wheel coming out. I just want to say mostly the Native Americans did not call it a medicine wheel. They called it a sacred hoop. Then we white people probably co-opted and turned it into the word medicine wheel. Regardless, there's a journey. And if you see yourself at the south direction, one of the other overlays to that is the south is notoriously in this journey, in the warrior's journey, the place where you see the issue. So anytime you take a journey, the first step is always awareness. It's where you see your issue and maybe a bit of acceptance that you're going to have to walk a journey of change. And probably a whole lot of desire to actually walk the journey. And as Dr. Pat and I were talking, sometimes you might not be moving fast enough on the path and you get a little wake-up call. You get a little horse riding accident or a bop on the head from something stuck by the file cabinet. for you to, whoa, let me be more aware. Let me be more reflective. Let me start to be inward. So all of this takes hard work in one arena, that you get out of the jibber jab in your head and you start to do some inner work. And inner work is easy in the sense that you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to find a therapist. You don't have to spend any money, but it is often the harder work, because that going quiet and ready to accept it's time for a change. So Olivia, while I talk about the directions, would you put the spiral photo back up? South direction. This, in my training, and I learned this from Alberto Viodo, the South is the literal world. The South is where you see things are the way they are. It has nothing associated with it. It's hot or it's cold or it's bumpy or it's a literal concrete process. It's also the direction that is associated with the element, for example, for the South, is associated with the element of water. Now, some indigenous cultures have fire at the South direction, but for the most part, water is at the South direction. And it truly doesn't matter which you pick. Pick what you are the most familiar with. Perhaps if you want fire at the South, but it's fire and water, the two that are often transposed. But find your process. And when you're in the South direction, you're going to think about what are all the things with regard to that element. And let's take fire. What needs to change? What needs to burn up? What needs to shift from hard, solid matter to smoke? What do we need to turn on the inner fire for? What do we need to gain power over? Any kind of process of healing, whether it's a medical condition or whether it's an emotional condition or a spiritual journey that you're about to take, you need to build the fire. And you can feel that and write it down and draw things that have you put stuff in your head out into the world, or the way you really enact solid change. So draw something, act it out. Many shamanic teachers, especially my teacher, Carl Greer, talked about making a sand painting, which is you go out and you sit on the earth. You don't have to have sand. It's called sand painting because of indigenous cultures that used it. Gather natural elements and start to make a circle, a sacred hoop, a journey, a medicine wheel of your issues as represented by a stone, a rock, a leaf, a twig, a pine cone. As you do the South direction, that is your awareness. And on my spirals of healing, you'll see on the picture that you have the process of now, like your first step in AA. I have to admit, I don't know the steps because I wasn't in AA, but I believe it's recognizing that you have a problem. This is your awareness. Be aware. What is really going on? Let's totally put it out there. Get yourself a journal, write it down. This isn't working. This isn't working. I want this, whatever. Now let's move around to the west direction. The west direction is where, and it's interesting, in the Four Winds training, the west direction is represented by the jaguar. This is the place where you need courage. This is the place where you need to really face the fears. And I also see this as the place of allowing. When you allow help, this is because we're now inward, we're in an inner journey. You're moving yourself around. You've acknowledged you have an issue, however that issue is. Now you need help. What form will that help come in? What are you going to expand to allow? When you expand to allow, you are actually saying to the universe, to your soul, I'm ready to be different. I'm ready to not be so in a box. I'm ready to not be so locked in. I am allowing my boundaries to open so that things can shift and morph and help can come in. I strongly believe, and if you've listened to other shows, I wouldn't be talking. I never talk about this. There are unseen helpers in the energies of the world, in the energies of nature, if you want to call them the deep energies of the earth that can be seen as dragons. Do you want to call this as celestial helpers? Do you believe in guardian angels? Do you believe in nature spirits? You can get help, but you have to be bigger and you have to allow. And then you can feel what's really out there. And this is the element of water. So now you're starting to have the flow. You're starting to see that things can be washed clean, so to speak. Not realistically that you're dirty, but you are flowing away the old and entering the new. So that is the beginning of the West direction, and you are getting the courage. And if you choose to keep the same power animal that was taught in the shamanic training that I did, this is the jaguar. And when I first started, believe me, I've had many, many years of anxiety and am I doing things right? What's going to happen next? And on and on. And when I started the shamanic training, I didn't have just one dragar. I had three because I needed all the courage I could get. So anyway, this is the face the fear. This also, when we were in the literal world in the south direction, we're now in the emotional. So how does this feel? Because now you're starting to feel it. You're not locked in. You're feeling it. You're feeling the ability to shift. You are seeing that you're afraid. You're asking for help. So we had the awareness and now we're allowing. So then again, inner work, not necessarily easy, but when you're in the flow of the spiral, it can really feel good because you can feel the movement in yourself. And again, if you want to make yourself a spiral outdoors on the earth, walk it. Just walk it to remind yourself that you are really moving. If you live in a city or a place that has there's a labyrinth somewhere, some churches have labyrinths built on their properties, go walk it, make your own. You're moving around and you can now begin to feel your movement. The next place we're heading is to the north direction. In the shamanic training of the four winds, the north is where the ancestors help. And ancestors, either that you see them in your dreams or your meditation, either that you talk to your grandmother who was your best pal growing up. Sometimes even if you just recognize and go inward to your cellular processes, to your DNA, you are the culmination of a lineage. Some of it maybe we don't want to be, but that's a different story. But there are ancestral processes that live, that are alive in us, and they are our helpers that we can call on. So in the north, and that's now, that is the earth direction. I have to confess that's my favorite. I am an earth girl. This is where you get all of the earth energies. There's a solidness to it. There is an ancient, long-standing, everlasting nature to this. And this is where you can actually now, you've gained the courage as you've come around the west direction, that you act on something new. say you act, if it's a medical issue, you just know you have to shift your diet. You've loved around here, the morning breakfast on guys going to work in the construction is Little Debbie, a huge Mountain Dew, and a pack of unfiltered cigarettes. Maybe you want to stop drinking soda. Maybe you want to stop grabbing fast food when you're coming home from work and you're starving because you didn't take time to eat lunch. Now is the action time. And with that solidness of the earth direction, with the help of your ancestors, this is the place of action in the way I see the process. When you're aware, you allow. Now you're going to actually do some action. Now remember, in a spiral, we're traveling around. We're still traveling. We're still moving. That is the energy of the energetic. So we're talking about from the literal world to the emotional world. Now we're talking about what our soul wants. So the soul, in my opinion, is a little bit smaller. It's more inherent to us. Spirit is bigger. It's out there. But this is where our soul steps in. And again, if you want to see ancestors as your lineage, as it bubbles up through your cellular matrix, that's also the way to go. We're coming around. Aware, allow. We've taken action. Even though you might say the spiral is just a circle and ends up where you started, it can't be so. It won't, it isn't so. Because when you take an action, you're automatically shifted. One of the things, I'm going to digress just a second. I traveled, several years ago to the Yucatan, to some of the temples and the pyramids that weren't the big high tourist end ones. And one of the things that I learned from talking with one of the local guides was every layer of their pyramid was added on every 52 years. So they went in a spiral through life and they added another layer, another level to their structure, to their tower. And then 52 years later, another and another. So you are in a, you are basically climbing the stairway. You are moving up. You're not stagnant and you're not coming back where you started. It's impossible. The minute you have awareness about something, you're different. So here we are in the north, we're acting, and then we're coming around to the east. The east is very liberating, I think. The east is the direction of the eagle. That's the element of air. And that is also the place where now you turn it over in the four winds. We say we turn it over to Inca. We're talking the biggest. We let it go. We've done the action. Now we let the divine take over. And the air is, you recognize all of a sudden you've got, like the eagle, you've got the bigger view. You've got the bigger view because, wow, you figured out something along the way. You're not the same. And you see that you're on a path that you like better than what you were before. And this is where I call this the spot of affirming. And this is where you go, yeah, okay. I saw the issue. I allowed some help. I took action. And now I can really say, yes, I did this. But you're not in the same level you started. You are spiraling and you're climbing the stairway. And that's then the eagle's view of being able to see where you are now in your new way, that you can see it in terms of air. Air is new thoughts. It's flight. It's change in terms of winds of change. It's a lightning. It's a lightning of energy. Very different from earth, which is very solid. Air is a lightning and a shift, and you can just feel the winds of change blowing through you. These are the journeys that we take when we assess a problem, however that is. That could be a medical issue. It could be Perhaps your doctor told you your sugars were too high. Maybe it's an emotional issue that you know that you become unglued every time you go off in to work because there's somebody at work that doesn't sit right with you. Maybe it is you really want to be something different in life. You're not happy with your current job. You want something better or for you. It doesn't fit quite right. Maybe you really, really, really wanted to go back to school to learn photography. These are processes. These can be applied anywhere. And when you apply it and you walk the spiral, when you take that journey, you are activating. Olivia, would you put up the picture of the New Grange entrance stone again? You are walking the same spiral that has imbued our cosmology for a minimum of 5,000 years. The same spiral, and you can feel it in your awareness.
And I just want to say to everybody that if you're wondering, go over to facebook.com Transformation Talk Radio, and that's where you'll see the entire presentation. If you've missed any part of this, it will be up there as well.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. Thank you. It is a little unusual that we threw pictures up, but I wanted you guys to see the spirals. And you can go back, as Dr. Pat said, and look at this again and play it and fast forward it to see the pictures. But the spiral is so inherent in being human. It is so a key part of us. That's why I wanted to show you the pictures to have you feel it. Because as soon as you decide to walk that journey, you are different. You are changed. And as you're walking, you are choosing the way in which you change. And that's what I think is so amazing about being, and you guys have heard me say this over and over, being maximum. The willingness to expand, the willingness to change, the willingness to step out of a rut, the willingness to avoid being stagnant. So stairway to healing, to being alive, to being maximum, walk the spiral. However you choose to do it, I've given you some examples here today that I hope help. And if I can help you in any way, my website, drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. You can send me an email, hook up with me. I'll be happy to help.
And, you know, what I want to say about this is, you know, this is the beginning of a conversation that will continue to grow. You know, one of the things that Doc Martin has done is created these beautiful interconnections, interrelationships between what we're experiencing in this earth skin and what's available to us to heal both in this lifetime and past lifetimes and to prepare ourselves for future events. That's what's so exciting about this. There's going to be lots more coming, especially as we move into the holiday. Doc Martin, thank you for today. I wanted to ask you, what is your personal message? What would you want to say to people getting through this day and time that we're living in and the ability to really heal and also prevent future wounding?
Well, that was a big ticket. I think my message is a little bit different these days. Just shifting the words a little. It looks like things might be out of control. And it looks like we have no control. But underneath, there is a process going on. There are shifts going on. And we will make it through, and we will actually be better than where we started.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.